So the epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 15. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert and go after which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman, having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Please be seated. And this heart which has loved men so much, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, as we end this month of the Sacred Heart, you know, this month dedicated to him in June, you know, we think about these words that St. Margaret Mary had mentioned to us, this heart which has loved men so much. And it illustrates, obviously, the love that our Lord had for all of us by his passion and his death on the cross. We refer to that as kind of the furnace of divine love. St. Paul also, when he talks about, and you see it in the first Friday Masses, that he talks about of trying to look at the love that our Lord has for us by the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth that it encompasses for us. And so that is something that I think we have to, how do we understand, you know, how can we try to understand better this love that our Lord has for us, this love that he has in his Sacred Heart? I think we can turn to the Apostle of the Sacred Heart, Father Matteo. He was famous for his preaching of the enthronement to the Sacred Hearts, and then also his nightly adorations. And so he talks about the doctrine of the Sacred Heart. He said it can be summed up in three chapters. He says the first chapter, because of his infinite love, he willed to redeem mankind, and so therefore he chose the lowliest way, and so by his humility, the Word became flesh. And so then he goes on to say that the second chapter, he said, even though the incarnation was more than enough to save mankind, that our Lord chose to do even more than that. And so even though he did not have to die necessarily on the cross, obviously it was the will of the Father, yet he chose that path for us, that he was crucified, died, and was buried. And so some, even St. Paul, he refers to and talks about the folly of the cross, because it is a stumbling block to so many people. But he explains that that folly of the cross can only be by the excess and the folly of divine love. So again, we see St. Paul reiterating this fact of how much that our Lord loved us. That it was then he was willing to go that extra step, that death on the cross. And so then the third chapter that he tells us, he says, our Lord was determined not to leave us orphans. And so he gave himself to us until the end of time in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in the Blessed Sacrament. And so he left himself for us. And that's where then we see in sacred scripture that it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for us. And so you can see how Father Mateo kind of breaks out this devotion or this doctrine of the Sacred Heart. That one, he took a human flesh for us to give us that example to come into this world. And yet that wasn't enough. Then he goes on to continue to suffer his passion and his death on the cross. But then finally to leave to us, even after he, you know, ascends into heaven, is where then he leaves to us his presence in the Blessed Sacrament. That strengthening that we have by receiving Holy Communion. The times that we can come to visit the Blessed Sacrament, whether it's times of adoration, or just we make a visit. That strengthening that we have in turning to our Lord. And so Father Mateo sums up, he says, with all of this, we see how much our Lord loved us. Of not only coming into this world, not only dying on the cross, but that he would leave for us the Blessed Sacrament as a strengthening for us, as food for thought, as we say, we think about how much our Lord loved us. Well, then this idea and this sense of receiving the Blessed Sacrament, the food for the soul, to help us and strengthen us each day. And that is where the encouragement for us is to have a true devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Understanding of how much it shows and illustrates the love that our Lord has for us. And so that is why then Father Mateo, he continues on in this chapter that I read. He gave a conference to priests. And that was something that also Father Mateo, that not only did he promote the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, but he gave so many different retreats and different things to priests to try to encourage them. And when I was reading this on my day of recollection on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, it struck me that when he talks about, you know, these three chapters, he says the Incarnation, the Cross, the Holy Eucharist. He said from that, he said, yes, it sums up the gospel of love. But he also talked about how we can depict this. And so for him, he said it's in a triptych. So if you've ever seen those, they're three images side by side. And so for him, he says, you know, we can look at that and see in the very middle, in the center, we have St. Thomas Aquinas. In giving his adoration to the Blessed Sacrament with his Tantum Ergo, singing of the Tantum Ergo for that. And so therefore, obviously, we have the Holy Eucharist in the center. He says, then on the right, we see St. Therese of the Child Jesus. And so for her, as she reaches for to hold the infant child at his incarnation. And so we see our Lord coming into this world. And then he said, on the left, you could see St. Francis of Assisi. And how St. Francis was embraced by the cross, by our Lord on the cross. And again, that famous imagery of St. Francis being embraced by our Lord hanging on the cross. And so there you have then the cross. But then he continues on and he says, you also see St. Margaret Mary. So we know again, she too, we can say, was an apostle of the Sacred Heart, gave to us the devotion to the Sacred Heart, the first Fridays, the means of reparation to the Sacred Heart. But he said she's in the also kind of viewing all three of these, kind of in the middle, standing back from that. And she calls all men, not just, then we can say, these three saints that are depicted in the triptych. But she's standing back and she calls all men to see the love that the Sacred Heart has for us. And she wants us to meditate upon that. And that is where then, obviously, the devotion to the Sacred Heart, the first Fridays, became more prevalent for us. mean, granted, yes, we can go back to the time period of St. Gertrude the Great and her devotion to the Sacred Heart, but it was St. Margaret Mary who is the one that brought it out to be more of a public devotion. And that is something that I think we have to try to consider, especially as we end this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart, and then tomorrow we start the month dedicated to the Precious Blood. We see our Lord shed his most precious blood to redeem us, to save us. And so it is an illustration of the true love he has for us. And so that is what we must try to contemplate. And by contemplating that, it helps us then to try to do more to show our love to the Sacred Heart, to prove that love that we have toward him also. And so it is important for us to keep that in mind. But as I say in reading this by Father Mateo, as I say, he is the apostle to the Sacred Heart. He wrote the famous book, Jesus, King of Love, an excellent book if you haven't read it. And I would encourage you also, if you haven't done the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, that is something that you should also consider for your families. And if you have done it, if you haven't read Jesus, King of Love, highly recommend it for you. But from reading that conference that he gave, it should be something that helps to illustrate to us of how much he loves us, how much he has done for us. And so therefore he is requiring from us, we need to return that love. And that is something that he had mentioned to St. Margaret Mary when she lamented the fact of the coldness of souls. That he had said, I have shown my love to them so much, and yet they return nothing to me. But he told her, he said, come to me in the Blessed Sacrament and pray. Do not talk about them, just pray. But that is what offended the Sacred Heart so much, the coldness, especially of those consecrated to him. So the religious, obvious, that were consecrated to him, he lamented the fact of their coldness to his love and his show of love that he has given to us. And so that is something that we understand, we see every time we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, or every time we come into a church and see the Blessed Sacrament. It is a proof of that love. And so, yes, we can contemplate these three chapters of the Sacred Heart, the divine love, him coming into this world, his death on the cross, but then also something that he has left for us, the Blessed Sacrament. And so that is what St. Margaret Mary, then she calls all of us to this heart which has loved men so much. And she says, I will leave you with these words of St. Margaret Mary. She says, who would not love in return one who has loved us so much? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.